Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And it's Stephanie Moon time. Good evening.
Hey, Will, good evening to you.
Great to have you back in. And start of a new month, first week of October.
Pinch punch, Will.
Pinch punch, first of the month. Although it was on Saturday, so it seems like a few days ago now. But here we are. First food and drink show in October. And what's keeping you busy, Steph?
Well, I've just done a chef's table at Moulton, which was good. And I met a farmer. And I've brought in some of the hogget that I cooked at the chef's table.
We've been talking about hogget all day today on Stray FM. And honestly, it's been the talk of the office. Everybody said, hogget on the food and drink show tonight. Do you know what hogget is?
Yep.
So
what's it all about?
You, the dear listener, do you know what hogget is? Steph, if the answer is no, just tell us what it is.
Well, it's a lamb that's basically over a year old. So anything under a year old, it's called lamb. Anything between 1 and 2 years, it's called hogget. And hogget is something that I think as a nation we don't really understand. Mutton is old, anything after that, and so that tends to go in stews and curries and things like that. But hogget, the flavour of this lamb, well, hogget, I better get it right, Will.
Exactly, not lamb, hogget, yeah.
Yeah, call it hogget, otherwise... The farmer I bought this from, Peter Mawson, is based in Farndale. He actually sells hogget online. He doesn't sell any of his produce to supermarkets. He sells it online, so you can go online and you can buy half a hogget for £104, which when you look at it online is a picture of all the meat there. It's a lot of meat and it's all pasture fed. So the beauty of this, Will, when you buy lamb in a supermarket, the fat of lamb is very, very white. The fat here on this hogget is almost yellow because it's pasture-fed.
I can see that in front of us.
Yeah, pasture-fed, so it looks... If you think about it, this hogget has been fed on clover, on wildflowers, on all sorts of things it's been grazing on, and I think that really comes through in the flavour. It's a lot stronger in flavour than lamb, but it's not as strong as mutton. So I actually love the flavour of this. I've not really done a lot with it before. I've not really... understood a lot about it, but the myths have now been busted, and I think it's a really great piece of meat. Now, you know, a really cracking piece of meat, actually.
So why is hogget then so rare? Now, by saying rare, I don't mean rare as in the actual meat itself.
It's
I mean
not,
as in
not
very,
enough, yeah.
very common.
Yeah, I just think it's not knowing what it is, and you know, Peter corrected me, and I've corrected myself now about 4 times on saying lamb. It's not lamb, and
hogget.
Yeah, hogget. Oi, oi, oi! But you've got to get it right, and I think you know this meat demands that because it is a class piece of meat. And as a chef, I mean, if you look here, I've cooked it in different ways. I've slow braised it. I've got a nice crispy sort of bonbon of it. Got a bit of dauphinoise potato, a bit of carrot anise puree, a bit of a smoky bacon sauce, and some roast charred onions. And I think that's real autumn on a plate. That's what it's all about.
And I'm going to sit next to you and try a little bit of that.
He's diving in. It's great to see Will diving in here.
You know, I've been really excited about this. And just tell us what we've got with it tonight then, Steph.
Right, so we're just basically creating a nice meal here. It's very autumnal. It's lots of browns and reds and a bit of orange there in the carrot anise puree. Everything there, I think, says autumn on a plate.
Not hogget.
Yeah. It's good, isn't it? We need to get online and buy some, Will. That's going down well. That's a winner.
This is my tea snack. Thank you so much for coming in with this hogget. Really appreciate it.
No problem, Will.